We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A charter jet arrives east of Los Angeles today full of U.S. citizens flown out of Wuhan, China to get away from the heart of the coronavirus outbreak. Alex Stone is waiting for that plane. He's with us live this morning. Alex, we know that the plane's destination was diverted to a different location near L.A. Why?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good morning, Susan and Brian. Initially, it was supposed to come into Ontario International Airport in Ontario, California. They had plans set up. They had brought in all kinds of gear to quarantine everybody on board the flight, even TVs for the Super Bowl in case the folks who were on board the plane were not allowed to leave the airport area. They were going to be about 2 miles away from the public terminal at Ontario International Airport in a hangar, no threat to the public, very far away. But overnight, for logistical reasons, the State Department decided to move them to March Air Reserve Base. So they will be in a very remote area now, even much further away from the public, that they will be on that Air Reserve Base, quarantined for several days when they land here in California. They're in the air right now, kind of between Anchorage and Seattle. So they should be on the ground in this area in the next 4 or 5 hours. Then they'll be checked for several days in quarantine before they're allowed to go home to wherever they're from in the U.S. So still, they're not going to go home when they land here, but they will be at March Air Reserve Base instead of the Ontario Airport.
Okay, so that switch being made. Now, passengers on this flight, we've heard, you know, a couple clips from some of them who just say they're grateful to be a part of this.
Yeah, so when they landed in Alaska, they were given several different health checks. Each one underwent multiple health checks. They had been checked before they left China. Then when they landed to refuel aboard that 747 in Anchorage, they were checked there as well. Everybody got cleared, all 201 people on board. They were all given the clear, saying they are showing no signs of any infection of coronavirus. Now they are flying. When they land here, they will be checked continuously during that time that they're in quarantine. Actually, while they're on board the plane, they're being checked by medical professionals as well. So it is this constant monitoring of their health. But when they landed in Alaska, they erupted into cheers to be back on U.S. soil, evacuated out of Wuhan, feeling like that at least in some way they got away from the outbreak. But still, there are concerns worldwide about this growing. The numbers are going up. So even though they got away from the heart of it, still they're going to be around those concerns here in the U.S. as it continues to grow.
Is 3 days enough of a quarantine once they get to L.A.?
Well, it'll be at least 3 days. If they're showing any signs, it will go beyond that. The incubation period, it could be anywhere from 2 to 14 days. They were being watched in China and then during this whole process. So the belief being that they have been watched for quite some time, that they were monitored there, they showed no signs there for a while, and now continuing on. So, you know, they're going to have to, it'll be kind of a game time decision. If the CDC believes there is a reason to hold them longer, that's why at Ontario's airport they were bringing in TVs and everything else to try to entertain them for quite some time in case they were going to be there. So they may be held longer, but as of right now, the CDC is saying it will likely be around 3 days. If they don't show any signs, then they will be allowed to go home and be told to watch out for certain things. But if they are showing anything, then they could be held longer.
Alex, thanks so much for the update. That's Alex Stone joining us live from California, where that plane is en route to. It's going to basically have its passengers quarantined for about a 3-day period just to make sure that they don't pose any health risk. But a lot of them, even though the quarantine is there, they're just glad to be able to be brought back home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.